The most interesting debates to watch on the progressive side of the political spectrum are the debates between the feminists and the transgender activists. Because the feminists argue, feeling like a woman doesn't make you a woman. Identifying as a woman doesn't make you a woman. And that much of the transgender ideology is simply buying into and codifying sex stereotypes. So that when Bruce becomes Caitlin, what Caitlin is now doing is highlighting all of the standard sex stereotypes about what women are like, right? So women are just lipstick and nail polish and high heels and cleavage. And so many feminists, when Caitlin became Woman of the Year, they were like, no, this is a step in the wrong direction. And so trans activists have labeled them with an acronym, TERF. It's a slur from the perspective of the feminists because it stands for trans-exclusionary radical feminists. Many of the feminists who have fought to break down some of the stereotypes, they're now very concerned that the transgender ideology is actually reinforcing those stereotypes. It's built upon those stereotypes. It's not clear how it's going to work itself out. I mean, this will be very interesting to watch because it'll reveal to us kind of what the pecking order is in terms of protected classes or in terms of like identity politics. You know, which identity is ranked higher on the totem pole?